This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Wiggins America, good weekend to you. So I am very excited to have our very own Wiggins America streaming correspondent, Chris Woolsey, on the phone with us. Chris, good weekend to you.
Oh my goodness, good weekend to you, good sir. And happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all of that includes.
Thank you very much. So last time we spoke, I said, what are the scariest movies for this season, which was Halloween? So my assumption is we're going to talk about the scariest movies for Christmas now. Is that wrong?
You know what? It's funny you say that because we actually do have a bunch of those bizarre Christmas horror films. But
no.
Something tells me that people might be in the mood for something a little more family-friendly this season.
Well, maybe we'll go into that territory. I was kidding. But, yeah, of course you do. You have everything, so I shouldn't be surprised. Chris represents, gosh, so many different streaming outlets. Redbox, Crackle, Chicken Soup for the Soul. So lots of different angles to approach Christmas. Where do you want to start? You want to start with, like, the big ones that are getting the most traction or what?
Yeah. I mean, we can start with Crackle and move on from there.
Sure. So what's on Crackle right now that I should check out before Monday rolls around?
Okay. So if you like Hallmark-type films, we have a ton of those, but these are Chicken Soup for the Soul originals. So they're similar in tone and theme and kind of use the same template. I think the formula exists because people love it. But these are originals, so you can only see them on Chicken Soup of the Soul and on Crackle. But we've got a bunch of great ones. We have the big one that we're promoting right now is A Cowboy Christmas. And now I know this sounds crazy, but it's about a city-loving, high-powered female executive who runs into a small-town, country-loving cowboy. Now, I know this sounds completely wild and never entered in territory, but it's super fun.
See, I didn't know that the twist to me there was that she finds possible love in a small town, because to me, if you live in a big city, you're completely content. You never look outside of the city, right?
Totally. And that's the reveal in the movie. This is the arc of the character.
Incredible. Chris, I got to ask you, as somebody who's that's not my genre. My wife, though, the minute, I'm not going to say like the minute December rolls around, it is November 1st. She is all the way in on every schmaltzy Christmas movie she can find. She does nothing but stream these things, and she's a teacher, so she basically turns it on and she grades all night. And so I'm around a lot of these movies. My question for you, because there's clearly like something there that people really latch onto, is there a difference between that type of Christmas movie and a typical, you know, Hallmark movie? Other than it's set at Christmas, like, is there something there that's Christmassy about it other than the decor?
Yeah, I think in some ways there are, because a lot of these films will kind of work in a Christmas theme. So there's always the romance angle, obviously.
Right.
That's the bait that gets you in the trap. But then there is usually some sort of larger spiritual lesson that is learned about generosity or faith or any of these things.
You're right. That is very true. I'm glad you put your finger on that. So
yeah, it kind of just adds an extra layer to it.
So since we're on that topic, is there anything outside of that genre that we should be looking for either this week or this Christmas season in general?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. So one of the films that I'm most excited about, and I don't know how I missed this when it was on originally because it won an Emmy, and this is A Christmas Carol, the musical, starring Kelsey Grammer from Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he's been in the news lately anyway, so.
He's always in the news, usually not for something you want to be in the news for, but
yeah.
He's so talented. I didn't know. I knew he had done Broadway quite a bit, and I think he is right now. But I didn't know he sang, and his voice is incredible. It also has Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock, who's one of my favorite comedic actresses of all time. Bunch of other people, but it actually won for Best Music Direction. It is a beautiful, beautiful production. Obviously based on the Charles Dickens classic, but it's really well done and. I'm not. I am admittedly the only theater major who did not like musicals. So it takes a lot for me to actually get excited about a musical, and this one fits the bill.
Oh, that's good to know. Maybe I can wedge that in there amidst my wife's viewing. She has been viewing like a ton of movies in the genres that you're talking about, and you guys do have a ton of them.
I'm not joking. There are we have six or eight just. Probably 60 or 80, but of the originals, there's like six or eight that are the Christmas originals, and then there's just tons and tons from various distributors. So your wife can go, if she's run through the gamut on the other brand, tell her she's got an open field on ours.
Okay, so since we started the interview by talking about scary Christmas movies, even though I was joking, now you got me interested. Like, what kind of scary Christmas movies exists at all, really?
Oh gosh, let's look. We have A Dark Christmas. We have, let me jump on here really quick. I wasn't expecting
I put you on the spot.
Take this turn, but no, that's okay. We have one called The Hogfather. That's based on some sort of Norwegian legend. It's like Krampus, you know, you hear people talking about that one all the time. This is The Hogfather, was a TV miniseries, and, it's been doing quite well for us, which is, extremely strange. But there is a lot of really bizarre If you're looking for Christmas counter programming, we've got you covered there too.
Chris, is all this on Crackle, or is it spread across other platforms too?
Everything we've talked about so far is on Crackle.
Okay.
And then we've got a whole other trove that is Redbox, and then yet more on Chicken Soup of the Soul.
Of course, of course. Well, Chris, I appreciate your time as our streaming correspondent. Now, it's going to be a little tougher as we move out of the holidays to let me know, you know, because we got a theme right now. In January, when we have you back, you'll have to come up with a theme, because I don't really know what January's theme is.
Oh, I will. New year, new you.
Okay.
We've got you covered. No worries.
Of course you're thinking ahead of time. Yeah, it's like, duh, of course you've already got your themes worked out probably for the next year and a half. Chris?
Totally, totally. One thing to mention with Redbox before we jump is starting December 15th, you'll be able to rent and purchase the international phenomenon Sound of Freedom, which we're super excited to be one of the outlets. And that's the Jim Caviezel child trafficking movie that's been getting so much press lately.
Oh, that's
so that's going to be available. You can get it now, but it's at an advanced price since it's an early screening. But starting the 15th, it's going to be the normal rental price of $6.99 to rent, and I believe it's $20 to purchase.
Great.
But it's a phenomenal film.
Thanks for the heads up. We've been pretty close to that film on Wiggins America. We actually talked to some of the producers and so forth. So I'm looking forward to making that. Yeah, because it's been, you know, a little bit harder to see unless you go to the theater. So many people I talk to, they're like, you know what? I don't even go to the theater anymore. So they've been waiting for this moment. I didn't know it was so soon. That's great.
Yep, yep. It'll be here before you know it.
All right, Chris, thank you so much again for your time, and we'll catch up with you in roughly a month for New Year, New You. I hope people aren't thinking about that yet. You know, at this point, just think about Christmas, and then all of a sudden, join a gym, and then you can deal with that later. That's my advice.
That's right. Ryan, thank you so much for having me. I'm counting the days until I can come back.
All right, Chris, thank you so much. He is our streaming correspondent for Wiggins America, and we will hear more from him in about a month or so, I'm sure. So right now, we're going to take a short break. We'll probably talk a little bit about that Hannity stuff that Trump was on. We'll play some clips, get your feedback, and we'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.